What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here, we have Asa Kai once again.
Yo, what's good?
How you doing, man? How you been since the last time we saw each other?
Been busy as fuck, but good, bro. It's been such a roller coaster of a... I was about to say of a year, but that was last year. It's been crazy. Been doing a lot of stuff. Just been wild, just on the grind. My homie Hyperion, Oliver, he moved down back in January. That's been dope. Just grinding, making music, you know, all that sort of shit. Finishing up school.
Cool, man. Are you still at Full Sail? Are you going to school somewhere else?
Yeah, Full Sail. Yeah. Yeah, I graduate in March.
Nice, man. Oh, yeah. You're in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
How was it visiting Houston? Like, did you notice anything, any big differences or any similarities?
Damn, it's crazy. Because you also brought this up, too. The main thing I noticed about Chahal, well, not like y'all, but like Texas, is where I was. Everything, it's like spread out as fuck.
Yeah,
there's busy cities and all that, but it's like a 40-minute drive. Oh, you want to go to like, you know, In-N-Out Burger? Yeah, that's 40 minutes. Like, whoa, what? Like, everywhere's spread out. The one thing that y'all got to fix is... there were some highways that were over another.
Yeah.
That on the maps were going the exact same way for a while and then would turn off. And it wouldn't tell me I was wrong until I was already like way too late. Just like, bro, y'all trying to catch me. Like,
I've been living here for like 27 years around there and that shit still happens to me.
Are you from there or what?
No, I was actually born in Mexico and I came here when I was like 6 months old. So I've been living here since then.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest differences of like Mexico and here, like culturally? I don't know if that's like a buzzword now because of current stuff.
No. You're good, man. No, I'm just trying to think because I've never been there. You know, I have obviously, but I have no memory of being there. But my parents always tell me stories. So I guess the biggest difference, the biggest culture shock is that I think Mexico is a third world country, you know?
Yeah.
And right here, we're in a first world country. So there's like big differences like AC, for example. There's some homes, like a lot of homes in Mexico that don't have AC. A lot of people don't have shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess that's the biggest thing.
It's crazy here is like we take so much for granted. I think in America, just having, like you said, even like AC and like shoes on your feet and like water and just so much shit, it's crazy.
For sure, man. Have you ever traveled outside of the country?
No, but I want to. I really want to. I don't have any like, at least family reasons to. I don't have anybody that's anywhere else really. I do want to travel. But last year I traveled a lot for like California, New York, and then of course Houston. California of last year with that trip, I'm in March, was my first time ever flying. So I didn't like travel for each shit. I mean, I drove everywhere.
Yeah.
So I did want to travel more.
Now, same with me. I think my first time on a plane was like very recent. I think it was like 2 years ago.
Damn.
I went to California also. It was a pretty cool experience.
Such a weird place. Cali, I noticed, was like, it was funny because the moment I said I was in Cali was when I was at NAMM and outside of the center, but still in a little square area in front. A dude, he sparked up a J next to a cop, handed the J to the cop. The cop took a hit, handed it back, and I was like, all right, I'm in California.
Dude. That's crazy.
But yeah, no, for real.
Yeah, I think whenever I was there, I called a Lyft, like the ride share.
Yeah.
The driver got there, I got in the car, it smelled like weed. It was loud.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, whoa.
Driving right through the heart of LA, you know, right from like LAX up to like Inglewood, it's like straight gas. Like the entire time you're driving, you're just like, whoa. Yeah, it's crazy.
Have you released any music since the last time we met up? Or do you plan on releasing any music coming up?
Yeah, I think when I was out there, I think it was still before I dropped my album. So the album's out. It's been out for a minute, nice. Back in November. And that was an experience that I'm not going to do another artist like album again. I'm not going to be doing another like produced by me with a ton of artists on it for a while. I just kind of wanted to find out and experiment and kind of mess around and learn the entire process of all of it. But I'm dropping a beat tape actually on Friday.
Nice.
I got played, so it's coming on Friday. And yeah, that's... really all for music right now. I've got a lot in the works with Hyperion.
Nice, man.
Like I was saying, he'd be doing mad songs damn near every day, just knocking shit out. It's been dope, but yeah.
Does he live close to you?
He's with me, yeah. Oh, he moved in here actually last month, so yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna be interviewing him next, and then I'll be having the two of y'all together. That's gonna be dope.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, I was showing him Derek's last time, and yeah, Derek's was dope. I'm not gonna lie, bro, every time I see clips of me in Houston, I get sad because I let that hair... Like, that shit just got lost, and I need to get back in and do it again, but yeah. It's been crazy.
Your hair look pretty good, dude.
I appreciate it, yeah. But everybody's been telling me, get the haircut back in Houston, get that shit got in Houston back. And I was like,
Houston,
all right.
Cut.
Bro, yeah, shout out Elo Blend.
Okay.
Came over to Derek's crib, house call, dude, cool as fuck, got all of his shit out. Got both of Derek both right, so yeah, it was dope, yeah.
So, like, do you, you mainly produce rap music, is that right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Would you want to produce any other genres of music, like maybe rock or pop or country maybe?
I haven't done a lot of rock. I mean, I grew up on rock, so I have the background too, and I'm a drummer, of course, first, but not really rock. The one genre that really has kind of been opened up to me through having to do beats for it is R&B. I was never a big R&B head. I had R&B songs, we needed beats, and I was like, I got you, but I need to know what the I need to know what to do. I need some references. So, I was put on, to like Snow Allegra and Kehlani and, some of the OGs, like, D'Angelo, all that shit, RIP. That's a genre I would love to do more in, definitely. Because it has a lot of crossover, I feel like now, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can take hip hop drums and put them on R&B and it's fire, you know what I mean? But it depends, obviously, still what it is, but like, it's more so of a fluent kind of switch over than like metal, you know?
No, for
It's just
sure.
like a completely different, yeah.
I think they're
Yeah.
probably like a adjacent to each other in a way, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I was trying to think of the word and I couldn't. But yeah.
So besides drums, do you play any other instruments, or do you sing, or do you rap, or anything like that?
I wish I rap because I write, but no. I picked up bass not too long ago. I've been rocking on the bass a little bit of guitar here and there. My dad played guitar, so I just kind of casually kind of learned over time, and then I did more down here. But yeah, mostly drums. Drums are mostly my thing.
Have you ever been in a band before?
No, I wish I was. I mean, I was in like a school band, but not like an actual like band band. Yeah. I
So
wish I did band band, though.
you were in percussion in school?
Yep. It was drums, and then it was like and bells, and it's percussion. Yeah.
What did you play for marching season?
I didn't do marching band because
Oh,
for
okay.
our school, the way our school worked is we had to do, if you wanted to do marching band, you had to do concert band, jazz band, and then you could also do marching band. You couldn't just do concert and march or just march. You had to do all three of them. I was like, fuck that. So I did jazz band. And that was
Nice.
dope. That's kind of where I got a lot more. That's probably where I pull from a lot of my influences for drums now is way more jazz drums. I love jazz drums.
I was in jazz band also. I played guitar for jazz band.
Oh, hell yeah. Acoustic or electric?
Electric.
Oh, dope. All right, yeah. I need some guitar. I'm not gonna lie, actually. It's kind of funny you said that. Because I was, no, dead ass. I was listening to the new Cole album, A Fall Off. And you know that song called Quick Stop?
No, not
Towards the
really.
end? You gotta hear it, bro. It has this fire little, like, guitar sample, bro. And I was like, I've gotta find someone that can do something in that lane, and I can do a beat in that. Like,
What's the song called?
Quick Stop. Yeah.
Quick Stop by who?
J. Cole.
J.
It's on the
Cole.
fall off. It's on the last disc.
I'll listen to it later, but I have it
It's
saved right
older.
here so I can check it out.
Oh yeah, it's dope. Yeah.
'Cause yeah, just let me know, man. Like, send me some like something you want a guitar on. 'Cause I also have my bandmates that can help you out.
100%. Yeah. Hell yeah. I got you. A
Yeah,
random little plug, but yeah.
man. It's pretty cool to branch out into like different things you don't normally do. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, being at Full Sail helped a lot with that because I met mad DJs. I met mad people that were in EDM and all that and house and all that. And I was never a person to like listen to that shit ever. But I got invited out to gigs or invited out to sets or et cetera. I go, oh, this is actually kind of cool. So on the beat tape, I actually have this like rave beat I actually did, which is like the most un-beat step I've done. But I was like, I'm gonna try, you know? But yeah, heck yeah.
So if there was an isekai movie, who would you get to play you?
Isekai movie? Damn.
Which actor would you get?
Would I have played me? Oh, Lord. Probably like fucking Jonah Hill or some shit. I don't know. Like, or like Seth Rogen or someone. Like, I would want Seth Rogen, but it'd probably like Jonah Hill. I don't know. Like,
Seth Rogen's pretty good.
yeah. If my life was a movie, it would have to be a comedy slash Tarantino slash Christopher Nolan movie. It couldn't be just like biopic drama. It would have to be goofy and weird and funny and all the above, yeah.
What are your plans after Full Sail? Like, once you get your degree, what are your plans after that?
Yeah, just kind of same shit I've been doing. I mean, I've been working again with Mike Holland. He's Lox's manager, actually, his old manager. And he formed this thing called Menti. It's a dope platform, and we're bringing experts on and like, Big Germ and other, industry people, whether it's A&Rs, producers, et cetera. And bringing them on. So that's been kind of a big thing I've been doing that I'm definitely going to be pouring a lot more into once I have more time because of school. But yeah, doing a lot of that with him, and that's been dope. And then, and of course, just making songs with hype, just making heat, see what happens,
Oh yeah,
That's the way it
man.
works. It's life. Roll the dice.
Besides being a producer, which other aspects of whatever you're doing do you plan on branching out to? Like, do you plan on branching out to something else that helps your career as a producer?
Yeah. As far as music you mean, or you mean as far as just life in general?
Just in general, to be honest,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. I've been branching back out into film, and that's been kind of
Oh,
fun.
nice.
And yeah, I mean, the stuff I'm doing with Menti, a big part of that is video editing, which is something I used to do way back, but I just didn't do as much once I picked music again. So I'm glad to be kind of dip my toes back into that industry. Although I kind of like, I don't like the film industry now. I don't Like, I just don't like the whole union, non-union.
Yeah.
This weird shit. It's so inconsistent. But I've been enjoying doing your editing and some filming. You know, I've been filming all of, or most of Hyperion's videos recently for all of his content for, like, Outside the House, doing songs, etc. So,
nice.
Doing more of that. And then, of course, I want to do more editing. But, yeah.
Nice, man. It's funny you say that because I just started doing that also recently.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to figure out how to, I guess, monetize Street Couch. Because I've been doing this for, like, I want to say, like, 3 years, maybe 4 years. And I still haven't really found a way to, like, monetize it. So I'm thinking, what if maybe I start doing, like videography? You know what I mean?
I feel like with the local people, I think if you did, like, a location podcast, that'd be dope. You know what I mean? Like, if you did shit, like, you know, somewhere interesting. I mean, think of somewhere that's interesting to, like, non-Texans. That's kind of interesting. You know what I mean?
I've kind of done that before.
Yeah.
I've done interviews in, like, it's called Eleanor Tinsley Park here in Houston.
Okay.
And you can see the skyline, like the city skyline. There's also a brewery called Bad Astronaut here in Houston where you can also see the skyline.
Yeah, I passed that. I read that up. Yeah.
I think those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Bro, I'm assuming you've been to Burger Bodega, right?
I haven't.
Yeah, I've been, bro.
I haven't.
Dead ass. I'm so serious. Go tonight. They're open till like 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm telling you, it's worth it, bro. Because Derek put me on it. To that shit. I'm sorry, you brought up like food and like brewery, and that was like somewhat close to food. I'm sorry, but okay. Like a fire ass place on there. But yeah,
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
all right, it's on Washington Avenue. All right,
yeah, you could. Yeah, I think there's tons of ways you can monetize. I think you just have to see it. Don't the one thing I've learned about business in general is never think of what you do as specifically as you do.
What do you mean? Can you elaborate?
In other words, if you're like, if Street Catcher Entertainment, and you're like, oh yeah, I do podcasting and that kind of shit, think about what else podcasting could be a part of, and then find out how to break down to those things. So where that's, I mean, that could even be, you know, music videos. You know what I mean? I mean, that's still entertainment, and you can make your shit a brand, not just one like singular piece of
The
pie. Yeah, it's an obvious thing, but I'm just laughing.
But, no, I agree 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you weren't, I think I asked you this question last time, but maybe your answer has changed. But what would you be doing if you weren't producing or being like a part of music?
If I wasn't in music, oh my God. If not music, I probably would have found a way into film probably by now, because that's something else I'm passionate about. I don't know what else I'd be doing like job-wise at the minute though with that, if it wasn't like active film shit. I don't know. Like, yeah, music is my thing, I guess. So it's just I can't see any other like thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I mean I know that I would adapt to like whatever, and I'd find a way to, you know, make money. I mean, I'd get a job, do etc. But like, music is my, you know, blood. So
oh yeah. All right, what are the best spots to eat in Florida?
Best spots to eat in Florida? There's this fire ass place that you just won some like Yelp award or something, I think. Actually,
oh, really?
It's called Stasio's. It's an Italian deli. It's Stasio's. In Winter Park, Florida. It is the absolute shit. They have the best chicken parm.
Okay.
Dope shit. It. Yeah, they got subs. They got all that. It's all like family owned. They're all Italian and New York as fuck, like in a good ass way. Like, I guess good shit. There's also a place called Talkin' Tacos, which might be like somewhat like franchise esque. There's probably four of them in Florida. But they have a really good birria mac and cheese.
Oh, really?
And I'm not gonna lie. Oh, bro, Texas put me on to, well, like Derek, but also like Texas put me on to birria, bro. I did not know that shit was like the shit. Oh my God. And once you have good birria, then you compare it to every other kind of, and you're like, it ain't that food truck on the side of the road at 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, like there's some food truck that's out there that's like in the middle of the highway somewhere, like off the highway somewhere. And me and Derek were there like 2 a.m. and that is still like hands down the best shit I've had.
And there's some good ones.
Yeah, and it was like August or some shit, right? Last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, there were mosquitoes. My legs are being bit up. But I'll tell you, bro, that video was the shit. That was the best. So funny. Yeah, Florida has some good shit too. And then third place, damn. Oh, what kind of food do you like? I give you a place and you're like, wheelhouse.
Oh, man. I guess I like barbecue. Barbecue, Mexican food.
You said barbecue?
Yeah, barbecue, place, Mexican food.
Yeah, there's a place called Smoking Donuts here. Okay. That's like, it's a 50s diner building looking place. Oh, no. And they have barbecue and donuts.
Okay.
And like, that's it. And like, it's, yeah, it's cool. They do a good brunch thing where you get like a donut free with your meal and stuff, and you can what you want to. But yeah, good stuff. I kind of like having been, having grown up in South Carolina, I still compare all my barbecue out here to that because like, it's the South. Yeah, I mean, it's different out there. But here definitely has some good shit too. It depends where you go, but okay. There's good stuff here. Yeah. Nice. Texas had good barbecue too, not gonna lie.
Yeah, Texas. Yeah.
Texas had different barbecue though. Not bad or good, it was just like different than what I'm used to. It was more, I think what it was it tasted higher quality, if that makes sense.
It's weird. That makes sense.
Like South Carolina has good barbecue, but it's not expensive. In Texas, it's like quality barbecue, if that makes sense.
And that makes sense, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best barbecue is in Austin. I haven't tried it yet, but I always hear there's a place called, I think it's called Salt Lick.
Salt Lick, okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and make more trips down to Houston soon, so I'll try and get there for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is it Austin?
You said? It's in Austin.
I'll find some for sure.
You should check out Austin, man. It's pretty nice. I think it's my favorite city to travel to that's nearby.
Yeah, a friend of mine's from there, and she always says how Austin is like weird and it should stay weird. And I was like, okay. And then once you see some of it, you're like, okay, I get it. Like, yeah. And she was showing me just some of the weird shit in text. You're like, all right, yeah.
I think their slogan is keep Austin weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because the government, like the Texas government is there and they're like super conservative, but then like the environment in Austin is very liberal.
That's what I've heard. It's like a blue city surrounded by red cities, and it's like weirdest thing, but it works. But it works, so I don't understand how that works, but it works.
Yeah.
I mean, all of Joe Rogan stuff I know is all there. I mean, he has his old podcast in Austin, and you know, his comedy club and all that. Like, I don't understand how that happens, but hey, like, if any place could live, with different opinions in different cities, it could be Texas.
Yeah.
Texas sure. Felt very like, I mean, there are parts where it wasn't obviously, but like on a whole, like Houston felt like love, if that makes sense. It just felt very like welcoming. The people were cool. I mean, some of y'all Texans cannot drive, but,
no, dude,
but,
for sure.
But like, yeah, I mean, I'm in Florida. I mean, I can't really say shit, but
yeah. Man, the driving here sucks, dude. Like the traffic here is the worst.
Yeah.
There's always dumb drivers.
Bro, it's damn straight, bro. I might try a rat on Derek. Bro, we were driving somewhere, bro. It might have actually been back from that night when I saw y'all.
Okay.
At the show. And we're driving back, and he did something. And he was like, that was some Houston shit. My bad, Chris. And I was like, bro, that was some shit. What the fuck? Like, that shit was crazy. Like, if y'all, like, happen to miss an exit, y'all are, like, damn near making a U in the middle of the street. Like, y'all are like, I'm making this exit, damn it. Like I'm not missing this shit. Like, it's crazy out there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I just saw that happen earlier today. Probably, like, on the way here.
Oh, for real? Yeah, bro. Like, and then you'll have like tires or some random like shit in the middle of the thing.
Yeah,
so,
like,
you turn late, you run over that stuff, and it's just like, bro, what are you doing? Like, just turn around, bro. Like,
just take the L, dude. You know?
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, again, I'm in Florida. I mean, I can't really say shit about driving. I'm in Florida, but damn, y'all are crazy.
Only parts of Florida I've been to are Pensacola and Destin.
Okay, yeah, that's not. It is Florida. That's not what I would like call like an example of Florida.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It would be like what I've heard, it's almost like if someone went to Waco and said, oh, I've been to Texas.
Okay.
You'd be like, right, like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, Pensacola and all that's cool. It's pretty out there.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been before. Yeah, I actually know somebody out there right now, actually, that I'm probably gonna try and visit pretty soon, actually. But yeah, it's cool there. It's pretty. It's more like small towny. It's kind of, it's closer to the south, in my opinion, but like in a good way. Like it's yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah.
It's pretty cool because my first time there, it was like a big shock to me to see like clear water like in the ocean.
Yeah,
Cause
yeah, yeah.
over here we have Galveston and like the water there is brown.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't think y'all have beaches, bro. Like, y'all don't have
Nah,
anything.
we don't.
It's so foul. It's the
I think
Gulf
I
of
heard.
Mexico now, or whatever. Yeah.
I think I heard South Padre is good, supposedly, but I'm not sure.
Say where?
South Padre, Texas? I think it's like more down south.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm not
I
sure.
don't
I've
know.
been there as much, yeah. Yeah,
Yes, it.
it's funny. Both times I've been to Texas, I've just been Houston.
Nice.
Weird. I don't know why, but I've got to explore, I guess, more. But yeah.
When was your first time in Houston?
Actually, going to Cali, I had to lay over in
Oh,
Houston
okay.
at George Bush. Yeah, I had to lay over there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I say I was there, but I'm like counting that. I like it's not really though. I was there for like half an hour, but I didn't see outside. I like, it's fine, but
Yeah, that's what I say about Vegas, cause I've been to Vegas, but just like on a layover.
Yeah, I need
It's
to make it out to
a
Vegas still, bro. Like I've had like
same.
two chances to go now at this point, and one of them was a friend's birthday party, bro. That should have been lit. I should have gone to that, but I'll get there at some point. I'll get out there.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I don't want to stay in one place. I want to travel. I want to be like in, you know, Italy for a year. I want to be in fucking Greece for a year. Be at, you know, New York for a few years. Like I just want to kind of, I mean, not to quote Sam Jackson in Pulp Fiction, but like, you know, roam the earth. You know, I want to explore. Even traveling in the U.S. has made me appreciate that. Just how like vast our world is, which I know
Yeah, for
sounds like
sure.
it's hip. Yeah, I know it. I'm not trying to sound like it's bigger than us, but like it's fucking huge.
Yeah,
It's so
dude.
different, bro. It's so different and so diverse in so many areas. It's so weird.
It's
So
crazy. Like even the whole like, 'cause right now we're doing the Zoom meeting, but we're like in different times. You know what I mean?
even that,
It's crazy.
it's an hour apart. Like damn, you got the head you got the head start to the finale of Stranger Things. Like bro,
That's
what?
funny.
Like yeah. Nah, I'm joking,
That's
but
funny.
no, for real.
But it's a trip, you know, like even like traveling and like dealing with like jet lag and shit, you know.
Yeah, I've
It's
never
crazy.
experienced that though.
I don't think
Like
I have either.
yeah, I think I have to have a longer flight because the
Yeah, I
last
think
one
it's
I
like.
had was Cali, and that was like a good 9 hours.
Yeah.
But then again, like I'm used to driving 9 hours up to South Carolina to visit family, so it's like I'd have to be on a long flight, I feel like. I don't know. But yeah.
All right, if you could live in any fictional universe, which would it be?
Fictional universe, that's a good question. If I want to do an Oscar speech, I would say a peaceful world, but no, I'm not doing that.
Just think of like movies or TV shows, maybe books.
Harry Potter, probably.
Nice.
Harry
Why
Potter, yeah.
Harry Potter?
Because I would do so many spells, have so much shit just do itself. Like, yeah, I'd bewitch the pots and all that to just wash themselves. Like I'm not doing none of that. Like, come on.
What if Voldemort shows up? Like,
Voldemort shows
literally.
up, bro. If Voldemort shows up to Florida, he is burning up, bro. That man is not staying pale. That man is gonna get burnt to a crisp out here, bro. I'm in July, bro. I dare him, bro. I dare Voldemort, bro. I'll say his name and everything.
Who shall not be named.
Huh?
He
Yeah,
who
I'm
shall
just
not
saying.
be named.
Come here, I dare you, bro. Like, yeah.
All right, man. We're gonna wrap up here. Do you have anything else you want to say to the audience? Any final remarks?
Check out my show on Spotify. Ace Tapes out, or Ace Archive Volume 1's come out Friday, February 13th. Got shit in the works for that period. And yeah, just stay blessed.
Oh yeah, man. And where can people find your music? Where can they find your socials?
Yeah, on music, it's just Ace Akai, A-C-E-A-K-A-I, everywhere. And then Instagram is just Ace Akai on the beat. Same spelling, and then on the beat. Just, yeah.
Oh yeah, man. All right. Everyone watching and listening, thank you for watching and listening. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good life. Peace.